Hannah, Berlin, 1939. Yanking open the huge, dark wooden door from the inside, I banged the bronze knocker without meaning to. The noise reverberated through the silent building where I no longer felt protected. I prepared myself for the blaring noise of Französische Straße, which was full of red and white and black flags. People were walking along, stumbling into one another without any apologizing. Everyone seemed to be fleeing. I reached the Hakische Hufe. 5 years ago, it belonged to Herr Michael, a friend of Papa's. The ogres took it from him, and he had to leave the city. As with every midday, Leo was waiting for me in the doorway of Frau Falkenhorst's cafe, in the interior courtyard of the building. And there he was, with that mischievous expression of his, ready to complain about me being so late. I got out my camera and started snapping pictures of him. He struck poses and laughed. The cafe door opened and a man with a blotchy red face came out, bringing with him a gust of warm air and the smell of beer and tobacco. When I got closer to Leo, I was hit by the fragrance of hot chocolate on his breath. "We have to get out of here," he said. I smiled and nodded. "No, Hannah, we have to get out of all this," he repeated, meaning the whole city. This time I understood him. Neither of us wanted to go on living surrounded by all these flags, these soldiers, all the pushing and shoving. "I'll go with you wherever you wish," I thought to myself as we set off at a run. We were running against the wind, the flags, the cars. I tried to keep up with Leo as he raced along, adept at slipping through this throng of people who considered themselves pure and invincible. When I was with Leo, there were moments when I didn't hear the noise from the loudspeakers or the cries and chants of men marching in perfect unison. It seemed impossible to be any happier, even though I knew it wasn't going to last. We crossed onto the bridge, leaving the city palace and the cathedral behind us so that we could lean on the parapet and gaze down at the River Spree. Its waters were as dark as the walls of the buildings lining it.